Welcome to Alt Universe Top 40. My name is John McMullen. For the next hour, we will listen to some records, talk about chart positions, and make some good-hearted adjustments that time and taste demand. On today's installment, we will listen to the original version of a song that had its vocals re-recorded to get around a ban from the BBC. Later, for our little slice of heaven, we will hear a 1954 guitar lick by a Texas rhythm and blues pioneer whose music apparently traveled across the ocean. Then, we will examine a single that debuted all the way up at number 4 in England, but didn't even make the Hot 100 chart in the United States, stalling out at number 101. Finally, our Hall of Perfection track is one side of a number 1 double-sided single that was introduced on an album that has sold over 25 million copies. But first, just as we always do, we start with a song that at some point was perched at number 40. Some of these were on the way up, some were on the way down. Some hit number 40 for a one-week peak and then fizzled. What kind of number 40 do we have for today? Well, we start with a four-man rock act from England, once known as the High Numbers. After a name change, several years of hit-making, and contracts that had different expiration dates in different countries, they found themselves in the odd position of releasing a single in 1976 that came out on MCA Records in the United States and on MCA's then-rival label, Polydor, in England. As far as the song itself, it was dashed off in one afternoon, the same single afternoon it took for the song's writer to learn to play the new accordion he had just purchased. While the writer of the song was not especially proud, his bandmate, the lead vocalist of the band, spoke highly of it. Quote, "It's so refreshingly simple, an incredibly catchy song. It doesn't pretend to be anything other than what it is, and I love it for that." Close quote.
Gets no rest, 'cause she's playing all night, and the music's all right. Mama's got a squeeze box, Daddy never sleeps at night. Well, the kids don't eat, and the dog can't sleep. There's no escape from the music in the whole damn street.
In Canada, number 2 in Ireland, number 10 in England, that was The Who with Squeezebox, a song that was perched at number 40 on its way down from its peak at number 11 on the Cashbox chart in the United States way back in 1976.
Alt Universe Top 40.
Number
20.
At number 20, we have a three-man synthetic pop band from New York City that was signed to EMI Records. In the early days of MTV, they appeared as guest hosts several times and released the single Lawn Chairs. We met the three members, Scott Simon, Lane Rico, and Keith Silva, when The Trend shared the bill with them at a club in Columbia, Missouri in the early 80s. They certainly had the most advanced synthesizer setup I had ever seen at the time. I remember loaning my guitar, a white Gibson SG, to one of their members who immediately offered to buy it. I probably should have traded that beat-up guitar for one of their now-vintage synthesizers. I also recall that one of their members remarked to me that Columbia was a cool-looking place to be such a small town. With a song that, at the very least, should have hit number 20 back in the days of synth pop, here is Our Daughter's Wedding with Lawn Chairs.
Lawn Chairs.
The song that should have hit number 20, that was Our Daughter's Wedding with Lawn Chairs.
This one went to 11.
My name is John McMullen, and this is Alt Universe Top 40. At number 11, we have a song that really did peak at number 11 in the United States, but under the chart rules implemented a little over a year later, it would have been considered one side of a double A-sided number one record. Double A-sided singles have always caused problems for the various charts, with airplay rankings obviously being separate for the two sides of the same single, and sales rankings being identical but not necessarily balanced enough to split in half. Depending on the magazine, the single Hey Jude by the Beatles was either the number one single of the decade of the 60s or number two for the decade. It was by far the biggest selling single of the latter half of the decade and was the number one song of the year 1968. The very popular flip side of the Hey Jude single was the song that John Lennon wanted to be the initial release on the Apple label, Revolution. To get Revolution onto the first Beatles single on Apple, John had to settle for it being called the B-side or a slightly less popular double A-side. Whatever it is called, it split an enormous number of sales with Hey Jude and charted on its own. According to Billboard, it peaked at number 12. Record World showed it peaking on its own at number 2, and it hit number 1 in Australia. But here in the United States, peaking at number 11 on the Cashbox Singles Chart are the Beatles with Revolution.
It's evolution. Well, you know, we all want to change the world. But when you talk about destruction, don't you know that you can count me out? Don't you know it's gonna be alright? Alright. Right. You say you got a real solution. Well, you know, we'd all love to see the plan. You ask me for a contribution. Well, you know, we all do what we can. But if you want money for people with minds that hate, all I can tell you is, brother, you have to wait. All right. All right. All right. Institution. Well, you know, you better free your mind instead. But if you go carrying pictures of Chairman Mao, you ain't gonna make it with anyone anyhow. Don't you know it's gonna be alright? Alright.
With a song that peaked at number 11 on the Cashbox Singles Chart in the United States, those were the Beatles with Revolution. Back in 1990, a four-man rock act called the Dang Trippers emerged from Iowa City, Iowa, with an album called Days Between Stations that sounded a little like a Midwestern version of the Byrds. 5 years later, after the band had run its course, the Dang Trippers' leader, Devin Hill, relocated to Minneapolis and promptly released an album called Stars on Big Deal Records. The title track to the album literally sounded like a long-lost Big Star track, with an Alex Chilton-like vocal over the top of chord changes that strongly resembled Chris Bell's legendary single, I Am the Cosmos. With a song that should have reached number 10 on the Billboard Singles Chart, here is Devin Hill with Stars.
Don't cry, my baby. You've been hurt before. You'll never stars come out again.
With a song that, at the very least, should have made it up to number 10, that was Devin Hill with the single Stars.
Number nine.
Now at number nine, we have a song from 1970 that experienced success in three different versions by the Kinks. The original version contained a lyric at the beginning of the song that referenced Coca-Cola, which made it off limits to British radio at the time. So, Ray Davies recorded a new vocal, which used the words Cherry Cola in order to get around the BBC ban. Both versions were played interchangeably in the United States. In 1980, a live version of the song was released, and while not as big a hit as the original studio single around the world, it did hit number one in the Netherlands, just as the 1970 single did. In fact, the 1970 single also hit number one in Belgium, Ireland, New Zealand, and South Africa. It reached number two in England and number nine in the United States on the Billboard Hot 100. Here are the Kinks with the original Coca-Cola version of Lola, a single that we think should have done a little bit better than that.
I met her in a club down in North Soho, where you drink champagne and it tastes just like Coca-Cola. C-O-L-A Cola. She walked up to me and she asked me to dance. I asked her her name and in a dark brown voice she said hello. She made it romance.
with a song that really hit number 9 in the United States. Those were the Kinks with Lola.
Alt-Universe Top 40!
Auden and Gray should have reached number 8.
Now we are up to country rock vocalist Leslie Craig with a selection that missed the top 10 but should have reached number 8 on the Billboard Hot 100. Back in the mid-80s, Leslie Craig was part of the college town modern rock scene in Columbia, Missouri. This was a thriving atmosphere that we have previously mentioned when playing tracks by Fool's Face and the Elvis Brothers, and something we referenced just a moment ago while discussing the synth act at number 20, Our Daughter's Wedding. Soon, Leslie was playing the bigger clubs at Laclede's Landing in St. Louis. Spotted at the landing, Leslie became a contestant on Star Search, winning a number of episodes in a row and ultimately rounding out the season as the 1987 runner-up female vocalist. Several years later, while working at Tootsie's in Nashville, Leslie became acquainted with producer Billy Smiley, best known for generating records for B.B. and C.C. Winans, the Newsboys, and Clay Aiken. Leslie and Billy worked well together, as evidenced on this song that should have reached number 8, How Do You?
Ice cubes are melting from the warmth of her hands as her fingers squeeze so tightly around this barroom glass. One more drink won't cool her down. She found this place and his disgrace just driving round this town. He's dancing while her heart aches. How do ya?
With a song that was both modern and great and should have reached number 8. That was Leslie Craig with How Do Ya?
Alt-Universe Top 40!
Now we are up to our little slice of heaven at number 7. And it is a moderately obscure R&B hit from 1954 that has lived on through the distorted guitar intro that was the obvious inspiration to a song we just heard a moment ago. Blues guitarist Connie Curtis Creighton, better known as Pee-wee Creighton, was born on December 18, 1914, in Rockdale, Texas. Not much is known about Pee-wee until he moved to San Francisco at the age of 21. In 1948, Pee-wee signed a contract with Modern Records and had a number one R&B hit with his instrumental single, Blues After Hours. He released numerous singles and hopped from label to label, recording for Imperial, VJ, and Jamie Records. While on Imperial, he released a single called Do Unto Others that featured a guitar intro that literally jumped off the record and demanded full attention. One young musician that had to be paying attention was a 14-year-old British schoolboy. Sounding very similar to the Do Unto Others intro by Pee-wee Creighton was the intro to Revolution by the Beatles. The lyrics and melodies of the two songs are obviously nothing alike, but the guitar lick in the intro is identical, as is the timing of the drum hit. Listen to this introduction.
As you would have them do unto you. They said, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. If you treat me dirty, baby, I'm gonna treat you dirty too. If you love life real and you're satisfied, if you love life real and you're satisfied. May it be fast or slow, live it till you die.
Obviously inspired Revolution by the Beatles, that was Pee-wee Creighton with our little slice of heaven at number 7, Do Unto Others. Since our last broadcast, we have received messages from all around the world. David from Australia heard us on 6070 kHz and reported generally good reception. Deep fades were brief, and overall the signal was received with little difficulty. He wishes us success. Thank you, David, for your report. We are happy that you are listening, and we wish you success as well. Alexander from the Ukraine heard us on 7440 kHz using a portable DE1103 shortwave receiver and a 10-meter external wire. He reports 25432 up to 35433. He also sends best wishes and says thanks for the nice music. Thank you for listening, Alexander. We are happy our broadcast made it into the Ukraine. Jan E. from Slovenia listened to us on 6070 kHz with a Texun S8800E and a loop antenna. He reports reception that was varied from 55555 down to 24322. He says, nice music and good review of the songs. Thank you so much, Jan E. We'll be right back. Can you hear us? If you can, please send us reception reports, questions, or comments in an email to john@altuniversetop40.com. We would love to hear from you.
This is Alt Universe Top 40.
Number 6.
Now we are up to our bonus hit at number 6, which is awarded to an act with at least 6 albums that have charted at number 40 or better. Today's act, Queen, certainly fits that requirement. And today's bonus hit certainly sounds like it was a chart success, and to a certain degree it was. In South Africa, it reached number 3. In England, it peaked at number 13. But in the United States, where Queen had already achieved 2 number 1 singles, a number 1 album, several other top 10 singles, and multiple platinum albums, it was a true disappointment when this track did not even chart on the Billboard Hot 100 and only reached number 35 on the mainstream rock track chart. Nevertheless, we believe this bombastic recording should have reached number 6. Here is Queen with Hammer to Fall.
Here we stand, and here we fall. History won't care at all. Lay in the bed, like the lady. The Lady Mercy won't be home.
with our bonus hit at number six. That was Queen with Hammer to Fall.
Number five.
My name is John McMullen, and you're listening to Alt Universe Top 40. In an article in the September 27, 1986 issue of Billboard magazine, EMI Senior Vice President Stephen Reed discussed the strategy of employing former 10cc members Godley and Cream to direct a jumpy, heavily edited video for then-new EMI artist Rob Junkless. In that article, the label's vice president went on to compare Junkless to Bruce Springsteen. Looking back on that strategy with the benefit of hindsight, it appears that EMI spent a lot of money on what turned out to be a gimmicky video that was a little bit ahead of its time. Incidentally, those same video directors later used a similar technique on a Wang Chung video, and that video style fit Wang Chung's synthetic pop far better than the Junkless lyric-driven wall of sound. Make It Mean Something should have been the lead single from the Rob Junkless debut album. Produced by the ever-present Jack Holder and co-written by Junkless, Jack, and Frampton drummer Chad Cromwell, that track had both tension and drive, something that had to have been noticed by the label exec that made that Springsteen comparison in Billboard. So, now, forever at number five on Alt Universe Top 40, with a song that should have been the first single from a very strong debut album, this is Rob Junkless with Make It Mean Something.
People living by a constellation, yeah. Everybody want to be a star. The people living in magic generation, they're making movies in the singles bars. Look at them. Look at them dancing the night away. Have you forgotten how to be a lover? Have you forgotten how to be sincere? Used to be that we could talk to one another. Now you're just saying what I want to hear. Make it mean something. Make it mean something when you say I do. Pretty lies, you will put your soul in terrible danger. Can't you see it, baby? Don't you realize? Make it mean something. Make it mean something when you say I do. Make it mean something. Make it mean something when you say I love you. Hurt me if you.
with a song that should have hit number five. That was Rob Junkless with Make It Mean Something.
Universe Top 40.
Now we are up to number four, which is usually a record that did considerably better in England than in the United States, and this one certainly did. In August of 1980, it debuted at number four on the British chart on its way to number one there. In the United States, the single stalled at number 101 in Billboard and number 79 in Cashbox. It did receive some club play in the States, though, which pushed the song up to number 21 on the U.S. disco chart. Number four, that was David Bowie with Ashes to Ashes.
making changes that time and taste demand. This is Alt Universe Top 40.
Number three.
Now we are up to our number three from way downtown. And this week we're talking about downtown Wichita, Kansas. The Clocks were a four-man modern rock act from Wichita. They released one album that was distributed by CBS in 1982. While they were club favorites all throughout the Midwest and actually made a video which did receive some airtime on MTV, the band never had the big breakthrough they deserved. Their drummer, Steve Swain, wrote the Clocks' most popular song, She Looks a Lot Like You, when he noticed a model on the cover of Cosmopolitan magazine that reminded him of his ex-wife.
I saw her picture on the cover, somebody's photogenic lover. But when I looked into her eyes, I was taken by surprise. I thought I recognized her.
Three from way downtown, that was The Clocks with She Looks a Lot Like You, a song that should have easily reached number three, but inexplicably stalled at number 67.
Alt Universe Top 40.
Number two.
Now we are up to number two, which means that we have a song that we think should have gone to number one. In some ways, it is a real stretch to think that this song, which did not chart in any country and which was included on an album that peaked at number 111, could even make a claim for the top half of the charts. Yet, even with those dismal chart numbers in the United States, both the album and the single went gold. In England, the album containing this track went platinum. In the years following its release, this song has been used to advertise Taco Bell, AT&T, Coppertone, and the Cartoon Network. It has been used in films such as Spider-Man Homecoming, National Lampoon's Vacation, and Jimmy Neutron Boy Genius. When all of its other licensed uses, such as sporting events and video games, are added to these sales, this single doesn't seem like a complete bomb anymore. With a song at number two that should have hit number one, here are the Ramones with Blitzkrieg Bop.
Let's go!
with a song at number two that should have hit number one. Those were the Ramones with Blitzkrieg Bop.
Number one.
Now we are up to our Hall of Perfection track at number one. And it is truly a perfect lyric matched to a perfect set of chords and melody. Several weeks ago, we featured two songs by this singer-songwriter, one that she wrote for the Monkees and one that she recorded herself. Well, when she made the album that contained this track, she had no idea that it was going to go on to sell over 25 million copies worldwide. And here we are talking about another double A-sided single. The flip of this record was basically every bit as famous as the side we are going to play. From an album on Ode Records called Tapestry, produced by Lou Adler, here is Carole King with the other side of I Feel the Earth Move, It's Too Late.
Stayed in bed all morning just to pass the time. There's something wrong here, there can be no denying. One of us is changing, or maybe we just stopped trying. So easy living here with you. You were light and breezy, and I knew just what to do. Now you look so unhappy, and I feel like a fool. And it's too
Hall of Perfection track at number one. That was Carole King with It's Too Late. Well, that's all we have for today. Be sure and join us next week at this exact same time in the exact same place for another installment of Alt Universe Top 40. We would love to hear from you, so please visit our website at www.altuniversetop40.com. Those are all lowercase letters, and 40 is a number. Or you can email me at john@altuniversetop40.com. Again, all lowercase letters, and 40 is still a number. Or go to our Facebook page and like our Alt Universe Top 40 Facebook page. You can also hear each episode the following Friday after its original Saturday broadcast on Mixcloud. So until next time, keep making those positive changes that time and taste demand, and keep on smiling through the static.